New York yogurt company Chobani has purchased Philly-based coffee roaster La Colombe for $900 million. That inspired WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza to visit La Colombe's flagship cafe in Philly's Fishtown neighborhood.
A steady flow of weekday coffee aficionados snakes around the La Colombe gift shop, stocked with Chobani creamer, the brand's new owner. La Colombe's chief marketing officer, Catherine O'Connor, says the company grew at first to become a Philly staple because its founders sold coffee as a spice to chefs.
Restaurant to restaurant, chef to chef. And so it was all about introducing coffee as an ingredient in kitchens.
Instead of commodifying coffee and opening up hundreds of cafes in 30 years, La Colombe stayed small with 32 locations, mostly in big cities, and real coffee cups, says O'Connor.
Not only real cups, but these beautiful Deruta mugs that are from Italy.
Now they've got hundreds of employees nationwide. O'Connor says they want to keep growing, whether it's about slinging drinks, dreaming up new blends, or manufacturing.
But the focus today is really doubling down on what we do best. So La Colombe, it's about coffee. Cold brew is high growth. Chobani has their creamers. I do think there's a lot of leverage there.
In the 90s, when La Colombe started in Philly, specialty coffee like draft lattes was not the norm, but neither was thick Greek yogurt or oat milk creamer. Now that the deal is done, the hard work begins. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.